The daylight and the dust are on holiday together, with nowhere to go. I might swoop and bury, the dust said. I might lie between sheets of mourning, the daylight said. But they packed a little gold bag and a little grey bag and went on tour to blind and smother. The faithless daylight betrayed the dust. The dust was pursued by his enemies and driven into exile, and to this day the bones of the dead may or may not lie uncovered in the city. The daylight continued his journey alone with his little gold bag. He walked up and down the sky, upside down, like a fly, and if you look in the sky you will see him. His little gold bag is the sun. The sun is a portmanteau of furnaces, boiling remorse, hot scones, tourist equipment, and change of history. And still the dust blows homeless, in exile, in hiding, cowers in crevices and shaded hollows, on ledges and stone faces, and in anger tears the privacy from impersonal bones and skulls threaded like identical beads in the jewel case of the dead. The dust is breath. Is not breath the true and only refugee?